Jamie and Stoney 97 won the ticket. All right, there's questions we ask on this show, and then there's questions we ask on this show. And this is, I think this is one of the more compelling questions we've ever found. This was on Twitter, and I'll just read it directly. There was some guy who was a film critic, and he's got a Twitter account, and he interacts with his listeners. And so, much like some people do, they said, hey, I got 10 minutes. I'll answer any questions you have about movies. And or just random questions, like what's the greatest war movie of all time? What's the greatest action film of all time? Here's the question. You can replace the cast of any movie with the Muppets, but you keep one of the human actors. What movie and which human do you keep? It's as simple as that. You can replace the cast of any movie with the Muppets, but you keep one of the human actors. What movie and which human do you keep? You can call in at 248-539-9797. I have a sneaking suspicion this might be more of a ticket text conversation than a movie phone call conversation.
I don't think there's an incorrect answer because they're, I mean,
true.
You look at everyone that people have suggested just around the office, and they're hysterical.
Like, for example, the first one that came to mind for me was Raiders of the Lost Ark. You keep Harrison Ford. At the very end of the movie, the Muppets' faces are melting, right? Right? He's running down the thing where the guys, you know, they're in the cave together.
It's him and Miss Piggy holding each other.
And Miss Piggy. Yes, exactly. Don't look, you know, is Miss Piggy Marion or is she Miss Piggy?
Well, she'd be Marion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But she'd look like Miss Piggy.
Yeah. Here's a really good one. This is a classic movie. People may not remember it. From our man David Aldridge, a frequent guest of the Jamie and Stoney Show. All the President's Men, you keep Jason Robards as Ben Bradley. Oh, everybody else is Muppets.
That's wild. Awesome.
Woodward Bernstein. Yeah.
How about Gene Hackman, Hoosiers? Everybody else are
it's
Muppets.
It's funny. We just mentioned the Hoosiers gym, but I was thinking about that.
I know. It's unbelievable. Dennis Hopper's character being a Muppet?
No, you keep Dennis Hopper.
Oh.
And everybody else is Muppets. That would make a lot of sense, the way he acts in that movie.
I mean, The Dark Knight, if you had just the Joker and all Muppets.
Yeah.
You would think
Batman, but no, you keep the Joker and then everybody else's Muppets. Yeah. He would seem even more deranged.
Right.
What about keeping Gordon as the only human character? Kind of like it's weird. It's kind of like the supporting character.
Yeah.
And then everybody else is the Muppets.
What about in Dark Knight Rises? Would you keep Bane?
Yes.
Bane would be the only human. So Batman's never a human in the Batman movies. He's always going to be a Muppet.
Yeah.
What about Reservoir Dogs? You keep Buscemi. And the rest of them are Muppets.
Well, the best one so far, and Paul said this when we first walked in. Was this an original thought? Because I've seen this on the internet as well. Deliverance, keep Ned Beatty. Everybody else is a Muppet. How weird would that be? And if you haven't seen Deliverance, go see Deliverance.
Now on the Reservoir Dogs, then so who would play Michael Madsen? Because that's a great scene.
Scooter.
I know.
How about this one, Gov? One of your favorite movies, Heat. You keep Pacino. And the dinner scene would be Pacino opposite a very dark and serious Kermit the Frog.
It wouldn't work.
No. The Matrix. Keep Keanu Reeves. So it's just the Muppets explaining how the universe works to him. And he keeps fighting Muppets in suits over and over again.
What about Rocky? You keep Stallone. And like, instead of a Creed, he's fighting like Elmo.
Yeah. Or do you keep Creed? Or do you keep maybe...
Mick?
I don't know. Oh, Mick. we were talking about asking about Die Hard. If you do, see, I was talking to Greg before the show.
Oh, that's my suggestion.
But who's the Muppet? Who's the human?
Alan Rickman.
Exactly. Yes. You keep Hans Gruber and everybody else's Muppets. Yep. It's not going to be John McClane. It's going to be Hans Gruber.
So who plays McClane?
Kermit.
No. I would go Gonzo. Yeah, or maybe Fozzie.
I do like the idea of the...
How about Ralph, the dog? Yeah?
I do like the idea of the playing the villain. Like, one thing I thought of, too, was A Few Good Men and have Jack Nicholson as Colonel Jessup, the only human character.
You can't handle the truth!
Berating Kermit the Frog.
Why is Kermit the Frog always the...
Because he's the good guy. He's the main dude.
Yeah.
Who's Santiago?
Fozzie would be Sam.
Some people are saying Speed, but you keep, so Sandra Bullock, you keep her, not Keanu. So you have like, you know, Kermit explaining to her everything about the bus and how she has to keep driving the bus. Derek and Ypsilanti, you're on 97 won the ticket. How you doing, Derek?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Good.
So I got two real quick. I'd say either Fight Club, you keep Edward Norton, and either like Fozzie or Gonzo is your Brad Pitt in sunglasses, and he's fighting a Muppet the whole time. Or you go with Kill Bill, you keep Uma Thurman, and she's just fighting a bunch of Muppets to get back to her child, who gets revealed to be a Muppet at the end.
Yeah, who gets revealed to be a Muppet.
That's awesome.
How about Basic?
God, the Tarantino movies are a whole beast unto themselves.
How about Basic Instinct? You keep Michael Douglas and Miss Piggy as Sharon Stone.
Oh my God! No, I think you keep Sharon Stone. I think you keep Sharon Stone. So in the famous scene in the police precinct, all the other guys, you know, Newman from Seinfeld. It's like Fozzie, and he's sweating as she keeps crossing and uncrossing her legs. Dave in Garden City, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good. How are you?
Hey, so my idea was you take Casino and you keep Joe Pesci. So the whole time he's strong-arming Muppets.
Yeah.
And then at the end he's getting his brakes beat off by Muppets.
See, somebody said Goodfellas keeping Pesci as well. Do you think he'd be the right one to keep? I think De Niro in Goodfellas with the rest of Muppets.
I think so. I think De Niro in Goodfellas is a good one.
Yeah.
But definitely Pesci in Casino. Because he's just so aggressive, and it'd be amusing to see him overly aggressive with Muppets.
Yeah. Yeah, Pesci with Muppets seems to work. No matter what the movie is, you take a Joe Pesci movie and take everybody out and put in Muppets, and I think it would still work.
Home Alone?
Home Alone, I guess, would have to be Macaulay Culkin, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know how you could have it all Muppets and then one grown-up.
Yeah.
Unless it would. Yeah, no, I think it would have to be Macaulay Culkin. Cody in Warren, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Cody?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Definitely Pesci for any movie, for sure. Keep Pesci, especially Goodfellas. But,
yeah, you know what? Another Pesci movie I was thinking of, Cody, was My Cousin Vinny. That would work very effectively.
Yeah, actually, that one did cross my mind too. Yeah, that one definitely. You got to keep Pesci in that one. There's no keeping anybody else in that one. But mine is Get Out, I think, would be cool to have all Muppets and keep the main character, Daniel Kaluuya, and possibly have, like, Fozzie be his friend back home.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Miss Piggy would be the girl that brings him there. And maybe, like, Kermit would be, like, the father or something, like the brains behind the operation.
That would make that movie even more almost, like, devious, wouldn't it? If instead,
it really
instead of being white people doing it, it's all Muppets who are doing it. That would be, yeah, I love
that'd
that
be terrifying.
One. Yeah, no, it would be terrifying. You'd be scared to death of Muppets. If you guys haven't, have you seen the movie Get Out?
No.
Do you know the premise of it?
No.
Okay, go see it. Seriously, don't watch it with the kids.
Okay,
but you should see it. You'd really like it, especially if you don't know anything about it.
My kids like that. My Marissa loved that movie.
Yeah.
What would you do with Shawshank?
That's a good one.
I mean, doesn't Red have to narrate?
Yeah, but he can narrate as a puppy, as a Muppet.
Yeah.
I might go with the head guard.
Oh, the bald dude. What's his or not bald, but I know who you're
talking
about.
No, the guy who ran the
warden.
Not the warden, but the main guard. The guy who was too tortured, you know, who was horrible to them.
His name? Something with a B?
I forget now. He's the guy's now in Billions. The guy who played the main—he's the attorney general in Billions—was the main guard in The Shawshank Redemption.
Okay.
I don't know what the actor's name is, but yeah. Let's go to Todd. Todd in Clinton Township with a brilliant one. What's up, Todd?
Oh, morning, boys.
Morning,
and girls.
Todd.
How about Gran Torino with Clint Eastwood being the only human?
Oh my God!
He's yelling at him from his porch.
Yeah, I know.
The smallest of the Muppets be the little Laotians.
Yeah, you got the redheaded priest who comes over to try to talk some sense into him
exactly.
As a Muppet. Yeah, that's a great one. It would make him that much more irascible. He'd be annoyed that much more by everybody else if they were all Muppets. Again, if you're just joining us, I know you're saying, "What in the hell are these bozos talking about?" There was a question on Twitter. You can replace the cast of any movie with Muppets, but you keep one of the human actors. What movie and which human do you keep?
It was Captain Hadley, by the way.
Hadley. Okay, yeah.
What about Driving Miss Daisy? You keep Morgan Freeman. He's just driving Miss Piggy around.
Yeah. Or you keep Jessica Tandy. Is it Jessica Tandy?
Yeah.
Mike in Addison, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Mike?
What's up, guys?
How you doing? Good.
Good. I was thinking the movie Pulp Fiction, but more specifically the scene at the pawn shop in the basement and have his dad.
With the gimp?
I can't remember the actor's name. Have him be the only human and everybody else.
Ving Rhames is the guy who the gimp, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, no, the gimp came out of the box, so we could have the gimp be Beaker or something like that.
Yeah. It's amazing that there's two movies that have been brought up that involve assault on a male, Deliverance and Pulp Fiction. In both instances, we've selected the human who gets assaulted to be the one human and have him get assaulted by a Muppet. That's awesome.
All right, so Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, all right. But I do think if you talk about Tarantino, like if you take Django, I mean, it could work on any level with any number of the guys being human.
I know, and it's bizarre.
Like if Jamie Foxx is the only human in Django, that would be an amazing movie. Like it's Dr. Bunsen Honeydew who plays the part of Christian Waltz. Is that the guy's name who always wins the Oscars?
Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz, yeah. Great actor.
What do you do with Seven? You keep Gwyneth Paltrow? What about Kevin? Just Kevin Spacey would be kind of creepy.
Yeah. How about Usual Suspects?
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to keep him.
No. I would keep the detective, the investigator doing all the questioning. He'd be the human, and he'd spend the entire time questioning a Muppet Kevin Spacey. Right?
Yeah.
Kyle on a cell phone. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up with you, man?
I wanted to say Rudy, and I'm going to keep Rudy. You know, he's so bad he can't even make the team that you'd get a bunch of Muppets walking in the coach's office laying down their jersey so he can play.
Yeah, and at the very end, he gets the sack, and he gets carried off the field by Muppets, and the entire crowd at Notre Dame Stadium is made up of Muppets.
Yeah. I just think it'd be funny because he's so bad that the Muppets are even better.
Yeah. I do like the thought of like the underdog sports story where the underdog is played by a human and it's all Muppets.
What about like Field of Dreams? Kevin Costner, you keep him and he's having a catch with a Muppet.
Yeah, that would work.
Major League, you have to keep Lou Brown, don't you? Because it was such a great performance.
Yeah, and then Miss Piggy would be the owner and each day they'd strip off a piece of her clothing.
Yeah.
What about Bob Uecker? Keep Uecker.
Yeah, you're right. Or keep the color commentator. Right, remember that? You can't say GD on the radio.
The guy's hitting the drums out in the stands. Yeah. Just keep them.
248-539-9797. And the one that I think Greg mentioned, I don't know if you've ever even got this on the air, Star Wars Vader. Vader, you just keep Vader and everybody else is a Muppet. Or what if you keep Yoda? And oh, no, wait, that's... We keep the Ewoks. They're all Muppets anyway. Pirates of the Caribbean, keep Johnny Depp. No, see, I don't like that one because Johnny Depp already is kind of a Muppet. It would just be whole thing would be a massive drug trip. Scarface, keep Al Pacino. Weird Science, keep Kelly LeBlanc. The Departed, keep Matt Damon. Friday, the movie Friday, keep Ice Cube. God, can you imagine if we had Ice Cube on in our show? Again, we could ask him that question. Pick one of your movies where you're the only human and the rest are Muppets. He'd have to go with Friday. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.